Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
Man, what a week it's been this week. I've been jamming on projects again.
Yeah, you are. Now that this weather is turning, you are getting those outdoor projects started.
It's nice. No kidding. I'm trying to wrap up the, on the rainy days here in the Pacific Northwest where we're at. That's when I work on the bathroom.
Yep.
The sunny ones, I'm outside working on that deck project.
And you get out there early. You don't wait for the sun to come out. You are getting it done.
Inside it's easy because everybody else is up in the house is pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good neighbor. I'm not out there at 7 o'clock on stuff, but I could be out there picking stuff up and
exactly,
not making
noise. Prepping, ready to really start getting at it.
That way I'm a decent neighbor to all my friends and stuff around here. But, man, busy week. If you heard the midweek special, we went and did old school call-in radio.
Oh, man, it gave me flashbacks to the old days of Around the House with Eric G.
Man, it was awesome. We had a great time. We ended up sitting there over on WEEU, our friend Mike Faust over there, Mighty Mike. In the mornings, he let me take over his show for an hour. And I think we had 5 callers. Great time. And if you wanted to hear that, you can go head over to the podcast and catch it right there. We recorded it because I know everybody wasn't up on the West Coast that was listening out here. Listen to us at 8 o'clock in the morning. Some people were streaming. I had people I knew that were in the area that were listening and making comments. So that was pretty cool. So that was a lot of fun. But other than that, man, jamming on getting that bathroom project done and lots of painting and that kind of stuff. And went up and hit Washington Wine Country last
week. I saw that. I was a little jealous. Country, so. I saw some wine getting tasted.
Headed up to, my buddy Neil Cooper's place, Cooper Winery up there on Red Mountain. Coop is awesome. Always a good time with him out there. Had dinner with the kids. Haven't done that in a year. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So all that kind of good stuff is nice to feel a little bit like we're heading towards normalcy.
Absolutely. Especially, even just getting away for a little bit, getting out of town, wherever you are, get 30 minutes outside of town to give yourself a nice little reset.
And to be honest, it was more of a give my body a rest because I was starting to get beat down from projects working, 10-hour days, 12 days a week, even though there's 7. But you know what I mean?
But hey, you don't have to look for Eric to be on the radio for an hour somewhere to have him answer your questions.
You got it.
We will answer your questions any day of the week. All you got to do is call us here in the studio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our number here, 971-233-8992.
You got it. We've had some crazy ones recently that were more music related. So I'm going to try to give us a little more hints of what bands and stuff are in the show because we've had a lot of music related questions recently, which I'm okay with, but
we both love music.
We both love our music. So, at the end of this segment, we usually got Steel Panther going and that's a fun one. We start out with a cover by Liliac. So it's one of those things that we try to embrace the music in here and you'll notice a little bit, of new stuff in here as well.
Yeah, we're looking at changing some stuff around, which we always are. It's always
hey, producer, I haven't changed two songs this time that you don't even know about yet.
See, I like to do these all at once, but you're over here trickling some in a couple weeks ago this week. Like, that's fine. All right.
I know. I
can't. What am I going to tell you? No?
Yeah, there is that, brother. There is that. Well, yeah, make sure you hit us up on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G., make sure you follow us over there because, you know, Facebook has been kind of funky recently. And I say that because they changed the format of the show type pages like ours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for us to get lost in the mix now because we have our own timeline. It's like Around the House with Eric G is its own person.
Exact. And the notifications are kind of unhinged in comparison to what I'm used to for my personal page. So
it's hard to tell what's going on.
Exactly.
So there is some confusion that Facebook has created with all of those. So make sure you like and follow us over there. And if you're not seeing it in your feed and you have already followed us, just click over on it. That'll help the algorithms make sure that it's giving you popping up more when you want to see it. So that's how you do that. Well, today I wanted to talk about mold a little bit. We've got a big show ahead. So right now I wanted to talk about in the first half of the show here, talk really about mold. And then talk about some structural stuff, because right now people are starting to build those decks, sheds. We'll talk about sheds later on in the show. But really, when you're building structural stuff, there's some good secrets that I want you to pay attention to and kind of some best practices that I want to make sure that you're doing when you're taking on these projects. Because I know people are heading out to go get lumber, that spring project. And by the way, make sure you bring the armored car to bring the lumber back with you because
that bag full of money.
Yeah, you need your bag full of money for that. But we'll talk more about that. And then in the second hour of the show here, this next, half of the show, that last half, we've got Fortress Building Products. Here's the cool thing with these guys that I like. Something different, with lumber prices being so expensive, they make a steel framing section for your deck that will last longer, and it's about the same price as wood now because wood's so expensive.
I was going to say, it's probably not that much more to get something that's going to last longer.
So it's something to think about, and we talk about railings and some really cool decorative features and stuff that you can be doing on the outside of your house. So we've got a big mix coming up in the show today, so I want you to stay tuned. But I really wanted to talk about mold here because mold is one of those things that this has been our number one question with people coming and how to deal with it. First off, if it's on the outside of your house, maybe it's that mold and mildew that's on the driveway. That's an easy one. Get your 30 seconds outdoor cleaner, follow the directions, and go with that. Now, here's the secret to using some of these, like spray and walk away and the 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. You have to follow the directions on them.
To the T.
To the T. So you don't go, it's kind of dry, it'll work. No, it needs to be, like, really dry. Follow the directions. If it says you need 4 days without rain, make sure you've had 4 days without rain. Don't go, it's been 24 hours. This stuff needs to soak in and do its work. Otherwise, it's not really going to do a lot for you. So learn the lesson that I have is follow the directions to the T and the product will work well.
Well, we hit this time and time again. There's a reason why it has to be completely dry. Because there can't be any water. The reason there can't be any water is because that's what mold feeds on.
And you want that mold mildew stuff to suck this in.
Yeah, to
soak
in.
You want it to be thirsty to take it in to get it killed versus just kind of knocking the top off it. So if you want to do it right, just make sure you do that. That's one of the big things on the outside. And then, of course, make sure you're not getting it on any of the plants and stuff out there. Be kind to your environment when you're doing this stuff. Now, really, when you're dealing with mold inside, this is where it gets a little more interesting because now you've got it trapped inside your house. Sometimes it's from a water leak. Maybe you had a washing machine fail or a dishwasher or the ice maker behind the refrigerator. Really, if you've had a flood and you haven't gotten on it right away, like within seconds, this is really the time to bring in either your insurance agency or bring in one of the water restoration companies because you need tools and materials that you don't really have. You need dehumidifiers because after about 24 to 48 hours, the mold growth is starting.
Well, and I mean, I would even say before that, like you said, if you don't get right on any sort of flooding or anything like that, you have water damage. It might not be mold, it might not be mildew, but you have
water damage that will turn into mold and
yes,
mildew.
Of course.
So, you know, that's the thing. So if you know, it's one thing to spill, you know, 10 gallons of water and you're there with towels and you get it cleaned up and it hasn't really soaked into anything, you might be okay there. If you come home and the water's been running for hours, yeah, you got an insurance claim going. Yeah. Because really, you got to get that stuff dried down there, because you can get the top dried up, but what happens is underneath
where you got a problem.
Yeah. I mean, that's where it gets bad. I mean, and you got to be really, really careful with that. That's what a lot of these mold issues come from, is one leak that was not maintained or taken care of, and then it gets bad. Then all of a sudden you're going, oh man, now I got mold in the wall. Now I got mold under the floor.
Everywhere.
Underneath the flooring. I mean, you know, that's where these things really got to be taken care of. And the biggest mistake, too, is just not getting on top of that fast enough. And there's times that you have to look at it and go, I missed my time slot. Guess what?
I got to
get somebody in to do it, because you're not going to have all those things and all the testers to make sure you're there. So that's one of the big ones with that. But really, when I'm talking about other molds, when we come back here in a minute, I want to dive into this, because this is one of those big ones. Maybe you're down in the basement, you're doing some spring cleaning, you move the boxes away from the foundation wall that have been there for 10 years, and you go, dude, there's like a lot of felt on the back, and that's not good, and it's black. What am I going to do? And this right here is probably the biggest mistake that homeowners make dealing with mold, is this exact situation.
Like storage issues?
It's a storage issues, or hidden places, or around a window that's been leaking in a corner that they didn't see because maybe there was furniture there or something like that. Dealing with this situation is where you really got to be careful. We come back, we're going to dive into that one. Now let's go out to some Steel Panther here with Burden of Being Wonderful. Love these guys. Let's rock it out. Stay tuned after these important messages. Let's have some fun. Around the House, we'll be.
Another CD bar, $10,000 of gear in my beat-up car. I'll never give up the fight. Spend my money on gas and I'll make tonight. You know it could be worse, I could be digging a ditch. Got a $20 gig, but the chicks think I'm rich.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G, your home improvement source every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. All right, we've been talking about mold. Dana and I have been having a good time talking about that nasty stuff, you know. And it's one of those things that when you look at it, so many people really just kind of start to get worried about mold, but maybe in the wrong way about it, you know. I mean, that's the thing with mold. People think, oh, I'm going to throw some bleach on it, it'll be good. No. Never use bleach.
I know we were all brought up by grandma or your mom saying, this will kill everything.
It'll kill everything. Yeah, it doesn't kill mold.
No, because it's made from water.
Yep. There's so much water in regular residential bleach that it's going to feed it. So do not use bleach to kill mold. There are plenty of cleaners out there that are meant to kill mold, or hydrogen peroxide. That is another one. You can use that.
Mm-hmm.
That will kill it. You can buy mold prevention stuff. There's Concrobium. There's all these different brands of stuff you can use out there. But that's really what it is. Well, what I wanted to talk about here in this segment was to dive into this one, because it's important. When you get into that basement situation, or where it's hiding, you know, that mold that's behind the boxes like we were talking before I went to break, that's where you really got to stop for a minute and get a mold test. Whether, I don't care how you test this, if you go to the store and get one, or, you know, get one of those mold tests, you know, you want a lab to look at this and tell you what kind of molds you have.
Because there's a lot of different kinds of mold.
There are. And what you need to know is what kind of mold you're dealing with, so you can see whether you're able to clean it up, or if you have to go out and get a whole bunch of personal protective equipment to do this, which isn't easy in today's COVID times, or if you need to bring in the pros to take care of it. Because some of these molds, and I just, here's my, you know, red warning light of important piece of data here for you to know. Some of these molds, when you go to try to kill them with mold cleaner, they get in defensive mode and they release toxins that make you and your family sick.
Because it's trying to spread itself away from where you've treated.
It's coming after you. It's fighting back. So it's like, oh, you're going to do this to me? Well, before, I'm going to try to take you with me. So you really want to make sure that you know what mold you're dealing with before you go try to get rid of it.
Now, I've heard for years, and because I don't know what this is, and I'm hoping you can answer this question. It might be a question more geared towards America's Healthy Home expert, Carolyn Blazowski, who will be having on here in the next couple months. What is black mold, and what makes it different than your run-of-the-day mold?
You know, black mold is just one of the...
It's
just a term. Okay. I mean, it's a description of some of the molds. You know, there are so many other boring radio names for mold out there that are very scientific, which I won't talk about on the radio because it's really bad radio.
Make you go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm not trying to put you guys to sleep. Everybody is concerned about black mold. There are a lot of molds out there that give off toxins. You need to know which one it is so you can research it. So when they say, this is mold A, and you go, oh, that's not so bad. I can clean that up myself. Or if it's some version of black mold that's toxic, you don't need that spread around your house because right now, you might just have it contained to an area in a closet or a basement or under a window. The last thing you want to do is have your heating and cooling system running. It's cruising away, spreading that air equally around the house, and now you're dropping off all these toxins in it. So then, one, you're spreading those toxins around, and two, that mold is trying to go other places. So why spread it around when you can figure out what you need to do first? So stop, test, figure out your options, treat it, or call on a pro. It's really that simple, you know, and it's that simple. So make sure that you've got, you know, all of those things dialed in, and when in doubt, call on a pro. You know, many times, and this is why I want people always checking up in their attic spaces and stuff like that. I want you looking for mold, because if you have that vent hood that's in your bathroom and kicking moisture up into the attic space or the kitchen, man, that could be a new roof. That could be new framing. It could be...
Sounds like you're trying to build a forest up.
Yeah, that can be bad. And you end up breathing some of that. So this is all stuff that you just really want to manage. Well, you'll be okay. But know what you're doing before you do it. That's going to be the biggest key.
Don't just jump in with both feet and try and scrub it out. Because like you said, you could be spreading that and causing much more health issues for you and your family.
You know, if it's a little tiny area, I mean, you can go after it and do it. But just be careful. I mean, common sense is common sense.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, I want to talk here, structurally speaking.
Is this a new little segment we're going to throw in?
Yeah, well, just for today at least. You know, here's the thing. I was, you know what started part of this thought process to have this in the show is I was on Facebook, and you've seen me post up before the dude dad. He's the guy that has funny, you know, he's the millennial fun guy on there that's the young dad trying to be the remodeling guy and making hilariously funny videos. Well, he did one last week, and he misframed a window.
In the video.
In the video. Missing a couple king studs, brother.
And Eric's got a keen eye for this kind of thing. Yeah,
you know, and didn't flash the window at all that I could see. And I said, hey, man, I really appreciate what you do. It's awesome.
Love your creations.
Love your creations. It's great. But you know something? That window is framed wrong, and you didn't flash it. And he came back with the great answer, going, yep, I know. I totally spaced that. I have to do some exterior stuff out there in the springtime when I get on the ladder out there, so I'm going to redo that window. That window is just kind of set in to keep it kind of weather tight while I do this. And I went, you know, great answer, man. You're cool about it. And was super awesome. So hats off to that dude for doing some smart stuff and just going, oops, I made a mistake, because we all do that from time to time. But when we come back, I want to talk about framing, taking on maybe some of these projects out there, and how to do it right. And we'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, this is Farewell Angelina. and you're listening to Around the House with Eric G. It goes down so smooth. Ooh, it makes me want
to pour gold in this glass, 'cause that color red never looks so good, so good. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G, your home improvement source every weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
A little Farewell Angelina. Can't wait to get those ladies over for an outdoor concert series.
Absolutely.
We've been talking about that last weekend.
Yes, we did. We just need to get them in our neck of the woods. I want to go see one of their shows.
I know.
I missed the last
one. It's because you were working. I know. So that's a legitimate one.
I had
one
to
right
watch
there.
Their personal belongings that they stashed up in our studio.
Yep. I was like, all right, Dane. Sorry, dude. We're going to go hang out, and can you watch your stuff?
Yeah, you're the coat room guy today.
Sorry, man.
That's okay.
You had to work.
Next time.
You got to at least meet them, though. So.
Absolutely. Really nice ladies. I'm super happy to have them as part of the show.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Good friends of Around the House. Well, let's talk a little bit about, first, Facebook. You know, make sure you join us over there on Facebook all week long. You can kind of see what's going on. We're really going to be doing some neat stuff moving forward here. I've got some big plans here later on in the year about doing some live stuff and getting into a different format for that when we record the show. So we're going to have some different content options out there for us. So make sure you follow us on Facebook, Round the House with Eric G, and then join Around the House Nation. That's our closed group. And if you want to have a home improvement question that you can't get figured out, why don't you try getting a hold of us, and Dane's going to tell you how.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the main hub for everything Around the House with Eric G is going to be at aroundthehouseonline.com. That's our own personal webpage. There you'll find the podcast, you'll find our store, you'll find Eric's videos from More Good Day Oregon that he does to give you kind of a visual representation of yep. what we talk about. But even if we're talking about something today and you've got a question on structurally sound, anything that you're building, give us a call. We would love to put you in the show next week about something we're talking about this week. We don't care. Give us a call. Our number here, 971-233-8992.
We're here to help you. You know, when you're talking about structure, there's some great rules of thumb that I want you to think about when you're building a project. Maybe you're building a deck. Maybe you're like, I got to get some stuff put away. I'm going to build a shed. I'm going to build a carport. I'm going to do something.
Yep.
So really, when you're planning this stuff out, first I want you to do is make sure that, one, that you're following your local building codes. Make sure that you know that you can build within, you know, let's say that they say that deck can't be within 5 feet of a fence. Make sure you know those rules before you go diving into this, because, darn it, some of these guys have access to satellites, and they could see exactly what you're doing outside.
And they'll ding you.
They'll ding you. The last thing you want to do is get forced to cut that deck, fence, whatever, back, down, whatever you have to do. Make sure you're following that. That's the first one. But really, when it gets into starting to design stuff, you need to think about what the exposure of this stuff is. So if you're building something and you're going to build it on concrete or concrete block mm-hmm. or something like that outside or technically even inside, whatever touches that concrete as far as wood needs to be a pressure-treated wood. So you think about it, because moisture is wicked through concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put a piece of wood that's not treated, it's going to rot out pretty quickly versus just being up in the air. So make sure you're putting pressure treated against the ground, concrete, any of those things. That's a key right there. But really, one of the biggest mistakes that I see people make, just like that Yahoo on that YouTube video, you know which one we're talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
The video got taken down because after we exposed it, I, to be honest, didn't realize they were located in the same city as we are here.
They didn't like that.
Somebody let them know that Around the House was
calling them out,
calling some shade on them, and throwing a little shade that way. Because really, the way that house is being framed,
it's dangerous.
It was going to collapse, and I saw a couple collapse with our snowstorm. I would not be shocked if that was one of them.
Yeah.
You know, when you do dangerous structural things that could get somebody killed, I'm going to call you out on it, especially on a YouTube video where it's in the public domain like that. And
unfortunately, if you don't know what we're talking about, we don't have a way to really explain other than it was poor framing on the roof.
Well, I'll describe it here real quick. They took regular roof trusses. What I mean by roof trusses, that's the stuff you see when they're building the house. They have the stamped plates, and they're setting them up there as a prefabricated truss.
Mm-hmm.
These guys went in and cut out all the structural members and nailed up some 2x4s to hold up the drywall. Failure. Bad failure. Horrible. There's just no way that was ever going to work. There's beams missing. I mean, it was super bad. Like, you're going to spend 10 grand reframing that. Maybe after you got an engineer and some permits, it was a bad deal. Easily might have had to rip the whole roof off and put trusses back.
Wouldn't be surprised.
So what I see people doing is not using common sense / structural design when they're doing this stuff. Now, it's really simple to do this. You can jump online. If you're designing a beam for a deck, you can go to your structural engineer and they'll call the beam out. No problem. That's the easy and legal way to do it. If you're just doing a project around the house and you want to do that, you can jump on Google and there's a ton of beam charts on there that tell you what the spans are, how big it needs to be, with what kind of weights going on it. If you don't know how to do it, simple. Hire a structural engineer for an hour and do the drawings and figure it out so that way you're legal. But make sure those beams are sized correctly so everything is built so it holds up. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to with that stuff. And when it comes to that, you need to think about fasting. That is the big one. When you think about how screws go in, how many people out there have seen things framed together with drywall screws? Drywall screws are not a structural element.
No.
You know, if you're going to start putting together wood, like beams to floor joists or whatever, however you're doing that, you should be using all of those Simpson strong tie anchors and plates and their rated nails or their tech screws as well. Those structural screws, everything you use needs to be structural. And even just those yellow gold screws are not enough really to do that. You need to be using a structurally rated screw when you're building that stuff. If not, just get your nail gun out and do it as well. But screws are going to be your friend on these kind of projects. Yeah. Because one, if you get it wrong, you can back it back out without having to rip nails out. But more importantly, you've got extra hold with those as well. Mm-hmm. But make sure you're using the right fasteners with the right plates and you're tying stuff down. I mean, and it depends on the area of the country you're in. You know, if you're in California, sometimes you got to take structural code in where it's got to be earthquake code.
Yeah.
What are you going to be for an earthquake? I mean, you need to have that hold up. Last thing you want to do is build a carport, not follow any of the earthquake recommendations. Your first little 4.0 tremor that comes around, you dropped it on your new Camaro. Never a good idea.
No, and insurance probably isn't going to cover it.
Maybe not, especially if you built it illegally.
Exactly.
And it's not up to code and it's new. You could get nailed on not getting that thing covered. So these are things that I really want you to pay attention to. And when in doubt, have an engineer do it. You can pay them. You know, it's going to cost you a pretty penny. I mean, it could cost you a grand.
But it'll
could
get
cost
done
you,
right.
But it's going to be right. So, and if you go down and pull a permit for some of these things, they're going to want that engineering stamp anyway. Might as well do it. That's the key right there. So think about the right size of materials, the engineering. A lot of planning goes a long way with all of this stuff. And using the right brackets and screws. And I know it gets really confusing when you go down to the home center.
Yeah.
And look at this wall of brackets of what you need. But it's not that hard. You know, when you think about roofs, you want to tie that roof system down to the walls with some of those hurricane ties. So if you have a big wind, it doesn't lift up. It's really easy to lift a nailed roof structure off of the walls because that lift, which is natural with heavy winds, or even worse, a hurricane or tornado, you want that all tied together as best you can. You know, even my garage built in 1977 here has got those brackets holding the roof on. And it's something that really, if you're building carports or anything else, you should be doing. We've had some great projects shared up on Around the House Nation where that was done correctly.
A lot of good ones recently,
actually. Yeah, some of our good new listeners up there have been jumping on the nation and showing up some of their big projects. And, you know, especially when you're dealing outside, Simpson now has some of those. You know, you see the metal brackets, but now they have the black decorative ones. And if you head over to Around the House Nation, our closed group, you can see what some of our listeners have posted up there. Substantial projects, but they look good with the right brackets. And those brackets hold that structure together. And so really make sure that you think about how you do this. If you're going to be painting things and they're going to be exposed, make sure you paint all sides of it before you fasten it in together. Those are always good things because that way, if you get water in behind it, it's going to help protect it. You know, that was one comment that David Applebaum, you know, our architect of the stars out of California has. He was asking about one of my Morgan de Oregon segments, and he goes, oh, I see why you didn't back prime that. You said that you're going to be tearing it out in a couple months. And I went, yeah, I was shooting. It's a temporary fix to make it look good.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tear this all out to do the new facade on the front of the house, it's going to be tweaked. That's going to be reused, and I didn't want to have to go through and do all that, especially when I got a Cambridge crew sitting around. Wasn't too worried about doing the back of it, but normally that's something I would do. So think about that. Make sure that you're using flashing as well on any of these outside projects. Make sure that you're diverting water not into grooves of wood and away from it. So those are all good things to tackle. All right, we come back. We're going to talk with Lowe's a little bit about their program. They're giving away free grants to help your neighborhood. Why would you not want to do that if you've got that theater, music venue, community center, any of those things? They're giving away money. So why don't you step up to the plate and grab it so they can help you help your neighbors? Why don't you do that? Stick around. We'll talk about that just as soon as Around the House returns. To Around the House at Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. We've got Kevin from Lowe's here talking about their new initiative. I love this thing. If you caught the podcast last week during the midweek special, we talked about it. But they've got a 100-year anniversary, and they're announcing their 100 hometowns where they're giving back to 100 communities. Welcome to Around the House, brother.
Eric, thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Man, thanks for coming on today. This, what you guys are doing here, I absolutely love this. I am a fan of this. You know, everybody's got their ways of celebrating, but giving back to communities that need so much help, this is brilliant. Let's talk about this a little bit.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you, it's after the year everybody's had with COVID and everything that's gone on last year, Lowe's is really doing this in a big way, you know, with the 100 Hometowns program. And it's our 100th birthday and just giving back to our communities that we serve every day. That's what this is all about.
Man, it is great. It is great. And so basically, from my understanding, this is a $10 million program that you're giving back to all those communities that you already serve.
Yes, sir. So it's about $10 million for 100 projects across the country. And, we're giving back to our local communities. It could be theater, a park, a youth center, like we're taking on there in Chattanooga with Kane Brown. So it's a great program, and it's an awesome way for Lowe's to give back to all the communities that we serve.
Yeah, this is a nationwide show, but, you know, I'm based in Portland, Oregon, and we got hit twice this year. We had the horrible wildfires where we lost thousands of homes, and then we turned around and got absolutely nailed with an ice storm and snow here that crushed us as well. So we've got communities that not only lost 75 or 80% of their homes, but then they turned around. The ones that did make it had an ice storm where they lost power for 2 weeks and all the trees fell down around them. So there's so many great community projects just in my neighborhood, let across the country. Everybody has a project like this that could probably fit well into this program.
Absolutely. And, you know, Lowe's, we're encouraging everybody to submit those projects. You know, we want to see your photos. We want to see the videos. We want to hear the reasons why you're submitting your hometown and these types of these projects. And we want to hear about that so that we can absolutely take a look at all of them and really drive this program home across the country.
Yeah, I work with a lot of different charities around here in the Northwest in my hometown, and I have shared this with all of them because from everything from, you know, programs where they're bringing girls into construction to, you know, a couple theater projects, which are community theaters that get used for an old movie night to kids doing dance things during the day. You know, there's so many of these things that really really suffered and are just barely holding on right now. And this could not be better timing for that.
Absolutely. And, you know, what those organizations and communities need to do is just go to Lowe's.com/100hometowns and submit it. Just submit those pictures. Give us the reasons why. Give us the stories and let us know so that we can look at it and make those selections across the country.
Nice. And that goes through April 19th. And so don't wait till the end of this, guys. This is people are already submitting. So go ahead and take your time, get this knocked out, and don't make it a last minute affair.
Right. Let's do it now. We have a team of people at the office that are reviewing all the submissions and make sure the grants are spread out all across the United States here. So in all types of areas. So submit it now. Don't wait till the 19th. Like you said, let's get them in there now. And let's see what we can do to spruce up some of these communities.
So guys, if you want to translate, and I'm going to speak for you for a second here. If you guys are spreading this across the country, that means whoever's listening right now, that means your town has an easy route to go with this to get into this. So you've got a good chance of doing something in your region. So dive in, get this thing submitted. And 100 Hometowns is pretty easy to find on the web as well. So it's not that hard to get in here, get it submitted. And let's make a difference across the United States. These guys are giving the money out. Let's dive in and have some fun with it.
Great. Again, one more time at Lowe's.com /100hometowns. And let's see those great pictures, stories, and submissions.
Well, thanks for coming on today, brother. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
You know, Dane, who doesn't like free money to help out your own community?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, giving back to the people around you.
So they've got 100, you know, that's their 100th anniversary for Lowe's. Now what we've got is we've got them giving away, you know, in their 100 hometowns, they've got $10 million given away to those 100 projects, which are going to be spread across the country. So our listening audience out there, they always give a lot. They step up to the plate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't care if you're here in Portland, Seattle, Tri-Cities, Bend, Oregon. I mean, all of our stations out there, Chicago, our friends out at WEU, we have so many great listening audiences across, and I'm not going to go down our whole station list right here. We've got a lot of those guys out there that are really active with us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be active with us, make sure you head over to Around the House with Eric G and message us, because we always love trying to get people matched up for projects and things like that. But really, when it comes down to us, I don't care where you're at across the country. If you have a Lowe's store in your market, wherever you're at, which I'm sure you probably do.
Most likely.
Here's the thing. You can take advantage of this. So make sure you head over to their website, take a look at it. But, man, I can see community centers. I can see theaters. I've got a couple here in town that come to mind.
Yep.
You know, and I'm sure you do in your hometown as well. But there's programs. You know, I already mentioned it to Katie over at Girls Build.
Nice.
You know, these are things that really spread it around. So, you know, take this show, guys, off the podcast. Send it over to your favorite charity around there and go, hey, have you seen this 100 Hometowns thing with Lowe's? And you've got a few weeks to put that in. So time is short on this.
But nothing to lose. Get out there and get in contact with these places. See if we can help, you know, revitalize them, especially after the year we've had.
Yeah. You know, there's so many places that have been hurting out there that do a lot of great work. And why not take advantage of this and really help out your own neighborhood? I mean, we all know the places. I mean, you and I could probably sit here in 15 minutes.
Locally, we could go. We could list them.
We could come up with 15 places really quick. I'm sure you can, too. But pass this around. You can hit the podcast over to Around the House with Eric G. On Facebook and Around the House online, and you can get it up there either place. But make sure you grab it. You know something? Pass this along. This is a great program, and we talked about it in the midweek special last week, but this is something that I really want to see if we can help some people out, because that always feels good when we can all make a difference.
Yeah, it's important to us. We want to give back.
Absolutely. Now, when we come back, we're going to jump into Fortress Building Products. We're going to talk about outside stuff. We're going to take it back outside just as soon as Around the House returns.
it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.